Hello, everyone. Welcome to eCommerce Deep Dive. I'm your host, Nate Hogle, Senior Director of Client Data and Resource Strategy here at Orca Pacific, Media Monks. It's a cold and chilly day here in Seattle. It's spring on the calendar, but really anything but outside. So we trudge forward, hoping for warmer weather soon. However, for this episode, I'll be covering all things Amazon news and trends for the most recent month of March 2022. As usual, we have our updates segmented out in a few categories. This month, we have four updates in the general category, two in catalog, one in the content category, and then to wrap us up, we have two advertising updates to speak to. So without further delay, let's just jump right in. In the general category, Amazon to continue U.S. e-com market share dominance. Over the past 2 years, both consumer behavior and consumer expectations have really changed significantly. Shoppers are moving away from brick-and-mortar stores and are relying more on online shopping with little intent to go back to their old habits. Traditional brand loyalty has sharply decreased, and as shoppers are migrating to other brands, they are due to a variety of inventory constraints and other lack of in-stock options on the shelf. So with all these driving factors, and additional factors such as product availability, which we spoke to, convenience and value, it's really no surprise that Amazon is a major player in this shift in consumer behavior over the past couple of years. According to eMarketer, Amazon will account for 39.5% of all U.S. retail e-commerce sales in 2022, which is basically two out of every $5 spent online, which is crazy. Altogether, the next 14 biggest digital retailers will make up just 31%, with the remaining 30% or so of the e-commerce pie left for everybody else. So this may seem like non-news news. I mean, everybody understands Amazon's position in the market, but I think it's really important to continually reframe where Amazon sits in the broader e-commerce landscape as we continue to navigate through somewhat of a tumultuous and variable economic environment. Next on our list, Amazon outpaces market in four categories. So somewhat to buoy my initial update, Amazon's digital sales growth is exceeding the overall market in four big, large categories in 2022 that are worth calling out here in this space. Health and personal care, toys, hobbies, and home furnishings / furniture categories are all far outpacing their e-com market growth on the Amazon platform. A lot of this can be tied to supply chain issues, which is just a recurring theme. I feel like we say almost too often, but it's just so tied to everything we do. The supply chain issues facing all retailers, Amazon tends to be less impacted, I would say, than their competition, given the existing size of Amazon's overall share and the sheer number of SKUs they offer, which tends to hedge them against market conditions that would otherwise incapacitate less developed retail channels. So even if a brand's products don't necessarily fall within the aforementioned categories, this news really drives home the importance of being present and put together on the Amazon platform and really reinforces Amazon as a growth channel for retail goods. Next on our list, retailers searching for last mile delivery self-reliance. So somewhat to emulate the Amazon model, Streamlining shipping processes and meeting customers' expectations for rapid delivery is obviously a top priority for customers to match the Amazon guarantee. Relying on third-party services in this instance can create issues when these companies experience high volumes, resulting in package and shipping delays and disappointed customer experiences. Obviously, Amazon has been growing leaps and bounds in their logistics areas, specifically in their cargo airline logistics business and building out their delivery network for last mile delivery over the past several years. It looks to exert more control over every step of their own fulfillment pipeline. So Amazon has gained market share to become one of the top shippers in the country alone outside of just the e-commerce comparisons. In 2020, Amazon Logistics delivered 21% of all packages in the United States, putting it behind only United States Postal Service and UPS in terms of sheer package volume. Other retailers, like I mentioned, are looking to emulate this model and to control that last mile delivery to try and avoid third-party delays that we spoke to. So Walmart and Costco are leveraging their brick-and-mortar locations as fulfillment centers to send out orders faster and are looking to emulate Amazon's fulfillment control to reduce their overall costs and remain competitive within the broader e-commerce landscape. this trend's likely to continue for, you know, years as retailers seek to improve these pipelines and these logistics operations and really look to gain efficiencies and savings at any turn they can find. Our last update in the general category today, Amazon to divert freight as some Chinese cities go on lockdown. So unsurprisingly, COVID continues to bring challenges around the world and directly impacts an already stretched global supply chain. The Shenzhen Cross-Border E-Commerce Association, which groups about 2,800 retailers who use platforms such as Amazon, says its members may experience short-term impact in delivery time due to the local lockdowns in China. To minimize these delivery delays and combat this problem, Amazon's diverting available freight to neighboring warehouses in the region not impacted by COVID lockdowns and restrictions in hopes of being able to maintain that customer promise and get those goods where they need to be at the time they need to be there. So this is obviously a big strategic ability to adapt in the current market environment and is a key advantage for Amazon to maintain uninterrupted operations in the area and further supports Amazon's strategy to control all aspects of their supply chain as we spoke to in the previous update. I'm going to drop down to the catalog section. I have two updates. The first is Prime Day preparation. It's in the catalog section as we feel it should be, really being the foundational element of your products on the platform in the catalog areas of both Seller and Vendor Central. Ahead of the upcoming event, which we're targeting somewhere late Q2, early Q3, it has not been officially announced, but vendors and sellers should be ensuring that their participating ASINs in their catalogs detail pages are ready, retail ready, and are able to fulfill an anticipated uptick in orders. Amazon's lightning deal sourcing began at the end of last month, and general stock up buys should begin to be cut by Amazon sometime in June. All Prime Day deals have a deadline submission date of April 29th. So some dates to throw out to the group here. The basic takeaway here is now is the time to align on Prime Day strategies to understand where your catalogs stack up, specifically on those ASINs that you're focusing and intend to include in your strategies for Prime Day. Now is the time to drive relevancy and increase traffic and improve awareness and glance views on those products to try and spin up the Amazon flywheel as we come to know and love and really put your products in the proper space to be featured in the best possible light during the Prime Day period coming up in a couple months. So now is the time to do that. It all starts with the catalog, and we felt this was an appropriate place to have this, you know, initial conversation about Prime Day stock up orders, deadline dates, and lightning deals. Next on our list, the March data outage. I put this in the catalog section. I could have probably put it in general, but it references the catalog and is really specific to Vendor Central, so I felt it was an appropriate place to discuss this. So as most direct vendors are probably aware, Amazon had a lengthy period in March where the data that was reported through the brand analytics tool in Vendor Central was wildly late and seemingly inaccurate. There are a variety of different case studies we could cite here. However, what we noticed across our client base was specifically in the month of the week of March 6th through March 12th, there continues to be what appears a really sharp under-reporting of the sales numbers from that period. On average, anywhere from 25 to 40% below typical brand run rates for those specific brands. And that's across categories, it's across brands. We're really seeing it everywhere on the Vendor Central side. So the takeaway is, while we haven't had an official message from Amazon on why the data had those hiccups and why the numbers don't necessarily align, the subsequent week data since then appear to have returned to normal. So it's noteworthy to keep in mind the data issues that Amazon experienced, as March numbers were significantly down to 2021 to where they currently are being reported. We feel, though, that the reality is that in March 2022, which it's still likely not to the level that March 2021 was, that was a really big comp to make, we're probably not as far off as the numbers might suggest in Vendor Central. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at your data for the month of March. There is a lot of inconsistency still out there. We're waiting for official word from Amazon, and we continue to check back retroactively to see if those numbers right size or are updated in any meaningful way within the Amazon Vendor Central portal.
Hey everyone, John here. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I wanted to give you a quick message and let you know that this episode is sponsored by Orca Pacific. Orca Pacific is a full-service agency with an exclusive focus on Amazon. We have capabilities in really everything a brand would need to succeed on the platform. Everything from advertising to content development and SEO, merchandising, marketing, you name it, as it relates to driving and converting demand on the platform. We have a robust suite of services on the back end related to operations, forecasting, FBA, demand planning, et cetera. And we do a lot on the higher level strategic elements of the platform. So think long-term planning, key negotiations, access to new and beta programs, anything and everything that has to do with accelerating a brand on the Amazon platform. If you want to hear more about what we do, please visit our website at www.orcapac.com. A salesperson will get in touch with you and we can talk more about how we can accelerate your brand on the platform. With that being said, we'll get back to the show.
Moving on to content, I have one update in the content section for this month. Amazon introduces Search Query Performance Dashboard Beta, quite a mouthful, but really cool tool. So Amazon recently launched a powerful new dashboard to Amazon sellers that will allow registered brands to view their performance on up to 1,000 search terms associated with their catalog, and then compare those performances against competitor performances in the same category. So this dashboard will cover both paid and organic performance and track search volume, impressions, clicks, cart ads, price point, and purchases. The tool offers substantial potential value for clients who have access in their seller account and will provide opportunities for holistic content and strategic improvement. So if there are areas that you're looking to improve your content, perhaps it's in anticipation of Prime Day that we just spoke to, this tool could provide a lot of really great data and insights into where to start, what search terms you may be indexing below market on, and which ones maybe you're exceptionally strong in, and really can help drive strategy and insights into your marketing efforts and promotional efforts for Prime Day or just perpetually moving forward. Because Amazon is pulling top performing search terms across a brand's full catalog, this can serve to identify general categories that are performing better than others, as well as offer a granular look at specific terms that are outperforming others. So really, again, just getting into the data of how your products are stacking against those category terms and where your competition is as well. Additionally, the full funnel view for each search term can highlight where customers are encountering pain points, where they're leaving the funnel, and prompt an exploration as to why and what improvements can be made in the future to help retain those customers should they come back to your product set. Currently, this tool is in beta, and it's only available to brand-registered third-party sellers in the Seller Central platform. Dropping down to the advertising section now, our last section for this month, I have two updates to speak to for this episode. First off, suggested bid recommendations added to viewable CPM-based sponsored display campaigns. Amazon continues to roll out added features and functionalities within the Amazon console specific to sponsored display campaigns. With the recent release of viewable CPM-based campaigns, you can see that Amazon is clearly eliminating any barriers to entry into the programmatic ad space for both sellers and vendors alike. Furthermore, with the most recently added suggested bids feature, it's much easier to set up campaigns, as this is removing a lot of the guesswork for selecting where your bid should start. The machine learning powered bid recommendations are updated daily and suggest a range and are calculated by analyzing groups of winning bids from recent or similar ads within a category. So really guiding you to where the historical data has shown successful advertising campaigns are starting from a bid standpoint, giving you that just leg up to be able to create those campaigns, making a lot easier and a lower barrier to entry for brands who maybe haven't decided to go into this advertising space as of yet. So the feature is available now in the United States and Canada, and then a variety of different additional global markets in the EU and the Middle East, North Africa region. Last update for this month, Amazon adds Turkey as the newest marketplace to access their full suite of advertising products. Amazon increases their global footprint in the MENA region, adding Amazon Turkey to the map for advertising services. There's been a near 30% increase for brands' digital presence budgets in Turkey in the past 20 months, so it's a very, you know, emerging global market, and Amazon has now unlocked their tools to be able to take advantage of that emerging area. Now you can participate in self-service sponsored ads, including sponsored products and sponsored brands. And brands can also drive awareness and consideration through the self-serve DSP portal to manage, optimize, and report on their programmatic video and display campaigns, just as you would in any other marketplace where it's currently available. So that's a great note to end on. Amazon continues to expand globally, which is no surprise to anyone, but really the advertising features being unlocked in those areas is, you know, it makes it much more accessible and desirable to put a lot of effort and open up those markets should it suit your product set and suit your business. Those are our updates for Amazon Monthly News and Trends. I am again your host, Nate Hogle. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you listening in, and we'll see you down the road. Catch you next time. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of E-Commerce Deep Dive. Be sure to subscribe to your favorite podcast platform or on YouTube. And if you get a chance, go in and leave us a rating. It would help a lot. Thanks again, and talk to you soon.